Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Join us for an emotional communal event featuring 20-piece orchestra, guest vocalists, and a special violin performance by released hostage Agam Berger. The musical tribute will take place this evening or late this afternoon, the 16th of October at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are free, but booking is essential. Gates open at 5:30. For more information, go to www.sazf.org. .org/October 7th and join us for an unforgettable evening that is proudly brought to you by the South African Zionist Federation. Craig Pantanowitz, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Are you having hair, makeup, everything done already this morning?
I've been at it since Yontif came out yesterday. I am dazzling and ready for you guys.
Right. Okay. Awesome. That is awesome. So Craig, this is taking place this evening. And I don't think that you/we/anybody could have anticipated this massive mix of emotion. How are we going to navigate this?
Sure, Howard. I mean, actually looking back, I think the fact that we chose a musical experience has just worked out so incredibly well, because we're able to morph the event from something that was truly going to be totally solemn and a remembrance to something where we absolutely need to remember, we need to understand and reflect on the violence and shockingness of October the 7th. But at the same time, Howard, we have an opportunity to dance and celebrate and enjoy. And the truth is, this week we have seen, in my mind, an absolute miracle. And what a privilege we have to experience that with our community and to embrace those around us. Howard, this week has been an absolute roller coaster. From getting these 20 magnificent souls back onto Israeli soil, these live hostages that many of us didn't ever think would get to see again, to the burying of Daniel Perez last night, which was absolutely heart-wrenching. Our hearts go out to the Perez family who had to go through a second funeral for their son.
I was chatting to my wife about that. We were saying, can you imagine burying your child twice?
It's beyond comprehension.
I don't know. I don't know where you find the strength for that.
The strength. You know, so there's been this absolute joy and elation. And I can tell you Monday was something I've never experienced before. The only feeling that I had was really shocking is that I wasn't in Israel to experience it firsthand.
Because can you imagine?
Of those images were just too magnificent for words. But as I say, you know, we've had this huge roller coaster, and what a way to experience that better than through the power of music. And I can tell
and
you,
unity, and unity and people coming together because we need that. It's one thing to have that moment in your own home, and I think private reflective moments are important, but somehow we have a human need, maybe a Jewish need, I'm not sure what it is, but just to be together to share significant moments.
Without a doubt. And you know, Howard, it's an interesting thing and it's something that I often ponder, but no one really, really can understand the Jewish experience and understand what this attack on October 7th, that it wasn't just an attack on some people in the south of Israel. This was an attack on every Jew around the world. And sitting with your community and those that support your community gives me an incredible amount of strength. And I think, you know, when you and I look at each other sometimes and we just understand what we face, some of the abuse that we get. And there's just this understanding of community.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible thing. And I think that it's something we as South African Jewry have in abundance. We have this incredible community.
So,
people from all over the world tell us how incredible we are.
Mm.
And to come together, cry, pray, and experience joy, is a privilege, and I think we've got to embrace that. And I just wanted to say, Howard, I got some feedback this morning. I saw the venue last night. It is absolutely magnificent. I got feedback, some of the people that heard a gum practicing and doing some rehearsals, and I can tell you they were unconsolable. They were crying.
Oh, gosh.
It was
amazing.
Incredibly moving and emotional, and I can't wait to experience that, and I urge those who
so if people, I was just going to say, if you haven't registered, can they still do that?
Absolutely, Howard. Registrations are open via our website. Registrations will stay open to late into the afternoon.
Craig, do you know if Mukundi's registered? Because
I'll check for Mukundi, but I'd expect to see Mukundi.
Okay, no. I'm just wondering. And Senna trying to blend into the background here as well. I was just wondering if they've actually registered.
They're in the front row with me, Howard. We'll all miss them if they're not there.
Of course, there will be empty seats. Okay. So even if you haven't registered, go and do that now. Don't miss out on this. This is honestly a moment in. It's actually a moment in history. It really is a time that we need to remember. Our kids need to remember because it's
changed our lives.
It has. It
our
has.
Our lives yep. are never going to be the same post October the 7th, unfortunately. But as I say, through all that darkness and pain, we have much to celebrate.
Absolutely.
We have much to be thankful for. And we need to hold each other's hands and carry each other.
Right. I will see you there tonight, Craig, but please, you don't need to hold my hand. I'm fine.
Okay.
As much as I'd love to hold your hand, obviously, but that goes without saying. But that is where we leave it, Craig Pantanamas. Thank you as always.
You.
So I'll see you there tonight. And I hope I'll see many, many more people and many of our listeners. Go to www.sazf.org/October 7. Make sure that you have registered for this evening. It's an important event to participate in.